When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He's the pride of Fairbury, an average Joe. Bill Dolman, the professor.
I had a 6 ACT in 1967. One time I got an A and my grandma beat me for cheating.
Now with Hail Varsity Radio.
Come back. We are back. Hey,
we are. And welcome to an hour two. It's Hail Varsity. We're powered by Cornhead Lager, Ameristar Council Bluffs Casino, where we're located. Be sure to stop on by, get up here just across the river, download that Penn Play app, and a chance for you at $2,000 in Penn cash. Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbel, Connor Clark, the pride of Fairbury, Bill Dolman. As Billy D, brother, we are about 45 minutes from history starting and maybe history changing. How you feeling here as we're talking Nebraska and A&M, brother?
Well, first of all, for those who are not able to watch the stream, Chris is sitting in front of a sign that says cash. And last I knew, you were at a casino, so I don't know if you were strategically placed. Like after loss, going to the cash machine, or you are needing ones for something else. I don't know what it is.
That's where I knew you were going. You made sure that... You got your little punch in, and I love it because, well, that's you and me.
Strategically placed at a casino. That's the only way you're going to get any money.
Well, but, as it stands right now, our cash is not looking great. No. Colorado's up 7 on Florida midway through the second half. And, Bill, we have
plenty of time.
We have the Hail Varsity Radio parlay of the day.
You don't bet on the Buffs.
But apparently you don't bet against the Buffs either. So that's not looking great for us, but we'll see. A lot of basketball left.
Well, and don't take Kentucky to win the national championship. So the only good thing that comes out of Kentucky losing last night, that's who I had knocking Nebraska out of the tournament. Hey. So the path is clear for Nebraska to make a run
just
at the Final Four.
Over everybody.
And as you will recall, as you go back into the time machine, who was talking about Nebraska being a Sweet 16 team about 2 months ago?
It was Bill Dolman.
You called it.
Wow.
Thank you. But they're on their way.
Bill, to put into perspective tonight in a potential NCAA tournament run, Hail Varsity went around on Beale Street, and you can check this out on the Hail Varsity Twitter account, at Hail Varsity, asking what would be more meaningful to Nebraska, their first NCAA tournament win or a bowl game win? I want to present that question to you. What is more meaningful to Nebraska? Obviously, you have some bias with today's news, today's events, being in an NCAA tournament game tonight. But in your eyes, what is more meaningful, what is more significant to Nebraska given the current state of affairs?
Well, you're right. In the immediacy, where the heart is right now, you would say that it's when winning a game in the NCAA basketball tournament. But step away for a moment and think about it. Nebraska football is what drives the bus that every athletic team rides on. And if Nebraska gets to a bowl game and wins a bowl game, that means everything is going well. So for the overall health of the athletic department and the state of Nebraska, A bowl game and a bowl win, I think, is the smart bet. But the heartstrings certainly play dear old Nebraska U winning a basketball game in the NCAA tournament.
You know, and you're so used, and I know it's been a while, but you're so used to bowl games that this is special because it's the first. It's not a first national championship, but it's a step towards getting off that list that you own right now as the only Power 5 team to never win a championship. And that is a heavy burden on past teams, past coaches. We heard Coach Smith talk about it an hour ago. I mean, they're sick about it because they had some really, really good teams.
Yeah.
And tonight is an opportunity. And You've got the mayor set to deliver, and you've got a squad that's deep, that's talented, that people love because of how gritty they are, and there's flash and wow to them as well with Tominaga. Bill, what do you believe goes on tonight? I'm talking with Elijah and Connor during the break, and I'm like, do they come out nervous or do they come out just confident? And, I mean, starts are so important in these settings. You've seen it through a day and a half of tournament play.
Yeah, I think I said this on the Average Joe podcast the other day. I think Nebraska really is one of the most complete teams in the country. I'm not going to say Nebraska is the best team in the country, talent-wise.
Okay? Not but yet.
I think it's one of the best teams. I think it's a complete team. And I say that because when you take a look at the parts and how they're all put together and what they're being asked to do offensively with a lot of motion and bringing Mast out and having a guy that can stretch the floor as a big and hit some threes. You've got good players who coming off the bench, accept their roles. Lawrence coming off the bench midway through the year and just completely embraced the opportunity. Wilcher was in a bit of a funk, but you know he can give you a spark. Everybody's got a role, and they accept their role. They excel in their role. And then you've got those juice players like, you know, Josiah Alec and Sam Hoiberg that can change a game just by the way they play. And I think Jawan Gary is a huge key for how Nebraska plays. Even though Nebraska is going to, you know, loses Alec and Tominaga, it's still, I think, a fairly veteran and mature team, even though they haven't played in the NCAA tournament. You don't see that team getting too bothered, at least not down the stretch in Big Ten play. Yeah, they played awful way back in Minnesota, awful against Creighton. But for the most part, it's been fairly steady. And I think that I don't anticipate them coming out and being nervous. And if Tominaga is not hitting shots and they've got to look to somebody to step up, we've seen time and again this season that somebody does. I think Bryce Williams' maturity is a huge factor in this game, even though he doesn't have significant NCAA experience. I think Jawan Gary is critical for Nebraska. Wilcher has to play within himself. Mast is a pretty heady guy. I think Nebraska has a maturity that can help them get through the early moments of what may be some, you know, nervous play early on.
Well, here's my argument for this team coming out pretty confident today. And obviously there's going to be some nerves. I mean, this is the first time 90% of this roster has been on this stage, but A, the amount of fans that you will have behind you today is going to be a lot for an NCAA tournament game. Even the neutral fans will probably be rooting for Casey, which means they'll be rooting for you. And then two, you've beaten the likes of a Purdue. You've shown that you can beat the likes of an Illinois. So you have that on your resume as well. That's got to be in the back of their mind somewhere going into this game, I would think.
Yeah, Nebraska's gone through. Is the Big Ten the best conference in the country? Yeah, maybe. The SEC sure is proving to be that. The Big East only got three in the dance. So I think you would have to say Nebraska finished third in arguably the best conference in the country, a rugged conference, not easy road games by any stretch. They had some tough travel schedules. As Connor, you well know with that schedule that you had when they played, what, three games in 6 days, and one of them was against Illinois and another was against Northwestern, who both have wins in the tournament already. So Nebraska's withstood a lot to get to where it is right now, and you've got a coach who could not be more steady unless his name was Tom Osborne. So to have Fred Hoiberg's experience, having won as a player and a coach in the NCAA tournament, having played in that arena himself, I think that really helps to have that kind of demeanor in a coach. Here's my big concern, and I said this again also on Average Joe, officiating. Because you have all kinds of different officials. I don't know who the crew is for tonight, but I'm guessing it's probably not going to be three guys who have officiated a Nebraska game this season. And as we've seen with some of the opening round games, and this is always the case in the NCAA tournament, some officials have to get adjusted to the style of play that they're calling, and it may not be what they see night in and night out in some of the other leagues. You've got high-priced officials in the Big Ten. You might have $1,000-a-night officials in the Colonial Athletic, and they just officiate a different game throughout the course of the season. And now here they are, and they've got guys like Alec and Hoiberg. And, you know, that could be a huge difference maker in what happens for both of these teams tonight.
Bill Dolman is with us, the Pride of Fairbury, NBC Sports, the Professor at Bill Dolman on Twitter as we get you ready for Nebraska and Texas A&M. Let's talk for a moment about officiating, yes, but how about the coaching matchup? You've covered and done games with Buzz Williams. You've covered and done games with, well, with Fred Hoiberg as a player and as a coach. What is Nebraska's advantage tonight with the mayor?
His demeanor, for one. You know, you never know if they're too high or too low, right? And even at Fred's highest peak, you don't really know if that, you know, moves the meter all that much. I think Buzz Williams has matured as a coach from when he was at Marquette and, you know, did some good things at Virginia Tech. He's been at Texas Tech now 5 years. He's a good strategist. He's an overachiever, if you will. And I hate that term, but here's a guy that didn't play college basketball, right? He's basically a self-taught coach, and he's gone to three very good institutions and done very well at all three. So he's a guy that knows his X's and O's. I think he knows how to punch or push his team's emotional buttons a little differently than Fred does. Whereas Buzz Williams can get his team fired up, I think Fred Hoiberg does a great way of calming his team down and letting the players manage their emotions a little bit amongst themselves, and that goes back to the maturity. I think he trusts them, and they know that.
It's Bill Dolman with us here on Hail Varsity Radio as we get you all set for Nebraska, Texas A&M.
Tip-off has been moved back to 6.
Yes, I was just going to go there.
For TNT.
I was going to say we're about 45 minutes away from opening tip in that one. And
just in time to wrap the show.
Yeah, perfect. Bill, we've had the conversation here today, the nervousness versus the confidence ratio. I'm not going to ask you to lay yours out. You can if you'd like. But to bring a different angle to this, what about this matchup tonight gives you the most confidence of all the things we've already talked about here? What about tonight's matchup makes you the most nervous of all the things we've talked about?
Well, everybody talks about Texas A&M's ability to rebound, and we've seen Nebraska have difficulty with teams that rebound the ball well, most notably Illinois, a couple of times in the last month. And if Texas A&M is as good a rebounding team as Illinois is, then that could be a bit of a problem. But the thing that I like about what Nebraska has, Texas A&M has, is it Wade Taylor the fourth?
Yes, sir.
He's averaging 25 points per game over his last four games. Who else? What's his supporting cast if he's not hitting at that 25 points per clip? Who else does he have? With Nebraska, we have seen, as I mentioned earlier, time and time again, somebody different step up. You know, Bryce Williams might have 23 and Tominaga might have 16 and his three-point shot isn't falling. Wilcher comes off the bench and hits two or three threes. Jamarcus Lawrence has been playing within himself off the bench. Rank Mass, if he can step out, and if Mass can hit a couple of early threes as we saw him do in the Big Ten tournament, that's going to bode well for Nebraska. It doesn't have to be Tominaga against Taylor. Nebraska's got enough of a supporting cast that can star on its own, on their own, that can be a difference as well. Who does Texas A&M have to complement Taylor? We know Nebraska has a lot of people that can pick up and be the star of the show if Tominaga is not lighting up the world like he did in the Big Ten tourney. Hope
Bill,
he does.
I'm wondering how has Fred had to talk to him, or is that something that maybe is in game? Is this Kisei, lack of a better term, buy into the hype around him and force it? You know, Bryce Williams is somebody that's, when he lets the game come to him, has been steadying and calming.
But there's been moments this season with Williams. You think about the second half against Minnesota, really when things start to go wrong for this Husker team, there's been moments this year where he's tried to do too much, not let the game come to him.
And Rink also, I mean, he needs to be as amped like he's going against Edie tonight, because you saw how great he was against Edie, played up to that competition.
and not go 3-for-12 like he did against Rutgers. And, you know, that was the game also that Gary got hurt. You know, look, Nebraska just can't go in a collective deep freeze. And Mass can't have those nights where he's missing those shots from 4 feet. Even if he's hitting them from three, he's got to be productive inside. And, yeah, Tominaga, I don't think Fred's going to try and tell Kisei to, okay, hold on now. You know, I think he's going to let him be him. And we saw the over-the-shoulder shot again yesterday. I think he's going to come out and try and play with the kind of joy that he says he has. I think you're going to see Tominaga come out and throw up a couple early quick threes just to see what the heat check is like. And I think you're going to see some steady play from Bryce Williams. The other thing, though, is they have got to keep Jawan Gary out of foul trouble and Josiah Alec out of foul trouble. And that's what worries me about the officiating. Those guys are so good. They're Nebraska's best rebounders. And if they take that away from them, Texas A&M will dominate the glass.
Bill Dolman, NBC Sports, Pride of Fairbury, the professor. Bill, I need a prediction here, partner.
Pain.
Aha, Mr. T said it best.
Well, look, I'm not going to go against – I never have, my God. I'm going to say Nebraska is going to put up some big numbers. I think they're going to – I think it's 86-73 Nebraska.
Wow. Any reaction to Dion, the listeners, thought why the line switched because Trev put $2 million on A&M?
He might be onto something.
Some guy named J.R. Ewing put $2 million on A&M.
Yeah.
Bill, we love you, brother. Thanks for jumping in. We'll get connected, and we'll watch Sunday together. How's that sound?
Sounds great to me. Go Big Red. See you guys.
There he is, Pride of Fairbury. It's Bill Dolman, NBC Sports. We're here at the Ameristar Council Bluffs Casino, the infamous Klausburn. Friday forecast next.